Matthew.
Puggy.
Yep. Can barely hear you, Matthew.
Why does it say Wright is connected instead of Puggy?
I just named I it asked me to put my name in and I just wrote Wright.
Okay. Not that anybody could see that, but it's just like when you connect someone says, you know, usually it's Huggies on the phone and said Wright, and I was very confused. So.
Yeah, no, I just put my just put that in. I didn't feel like writing anything else. I just wrote Wright.
Okay. Thank you.
You're
confusing me right away.
Mm-hmm.
Huggy, happy birthday.
Thanks. Yep, you're early for next year. Thank you very much.
I was late, wasn't I?
A day. In fact, however, Applehead was like 4 days. Yeah.
Applehead was 4 days late?
Yeah, yeah. I think you wished me happy birthday on Monday or Tuesday. Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, I was 4 days late for what?
Yeah, wish me a happy birthday.
Oh. You know what? Yeah. I didn't know it was your birthday. I would have probably known if I was on Facebook more, but I'm not on Facebook that much.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that sounds really low. Yes.
Speak up a little bit. What do you got? Are you using? What are you using for headphones?
Me?
Yeah.
None.
Okay. Yeah, that would be why you don't sound great. Is that because you were having trouble with the microphone? Is that what it was?
Hold on. Is that better?
Maybe.
I don't know. My headphones broke, so I just used the speaker.
So you just can't get another pair? Is...
That's probably a good solution.
Yeah.
We might be able to hear you better. Yeah, I think if you guys use headphones with a speaker, we'd hear you better.
Well, you know, if Apple didn't change their port every time they put out a new phone, you know, it's like every time I get a new phone, they change the headset. And the headsets still suck.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, you could buy different ones, you know, you could upgrade them. They're just like, you know.
Yes, you can.
They can make headphones anymore with them, right?
No, they do. You mean when they put the phone out, do they give you headphones? Yeah. Yeah, they do.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So
happy birthday, Huggy.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks. Yeah. There's really nothing to say, but thank you. Thank you very much.
Did you have cake?
Cake.
What kind of cake did you have? Did you eat cake?
Actually, I work, a bunch of people at work.
Bologna cake?
No, they got like a box of like all kinds of stuff. Like, so I had like a piece of cupcake, and then there was like a piece of an eclair. It was just like a mix of stuff they put, like mini stuff. It was good.
Did they sing to you?
They did.
Nice.
Yeah, they did.
Did you feel embarrassed or you didn't care?
No, I didn't care. I mean, the singing was awful, but I didn't care. You know, they sounded horrible, but it was nice.
Did they give you a birthday hat to wear?
No, they didn't.
You know what? You're right. Like, when people say happy birthday, it sounds like a death march, doesn't it?
It's awful.
Everybody's like, happy birthday. Really? You know, it's like, come on. Can none of you sing?
Yeah, it sounds awful. Everyone's out of tune. Yeah, it's just...
I have to admit, I was working at somebody's house, and the girls could sing. And it was like a mom and dad and four girls. And they were like, nom, 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 nom. And they sang, and it was the most beautiful happy birthday I ever heard. And I was like,
they sent a happy birthday to you?
No, I was just in there working, and they were singing happy birthday to someone else. And it was like the most beautiful happy birthday I ever heard in my life. I was like, that's how it should sound right there.
Someone else's birthday, you look over at Matt, and Matt's shedding a tear.
I was kind of like, wow.
You were painting, and then they were singing happy birthday while you were there?
Yeah, I was in a different room.
It's just so weird.
You just peek your head out from the other, and you're like, that was beautiful.
I told him it was. I was like, can you guys come over and sing happy birthday to me on my birthday? Because that was great.
Did they give you cake?
No.
Oh.
No. They didn't ask me if I wanted cake. But I heard them sing, and I thought that was more impressive than the cake.
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of nice to have cake and good singing.
I don't need the cake. I just wanted to hear the sing.
Of course you needed cake. I mean, everyone needs cake.
Oh, No, it was like a kid's birthday. I didn't want their kid's
birthday. All the more reason, like, have some cake. I know Applehead agrees with me.
I would love to see Matt just walk in the other room in the middle of their singing happy birthday, and he just sticks his finger right in the middle of the cake.
Yeah, yeah. Don't mind me.
You guys blow out the candles before the kid does.
Don't mind me. You guys keep singing. Hey, that cake is that cake? Cake is good, man.
Hey, man. Give me some of that cake.
By the way, speaking of eating, can we just discuss the video that I sent? I put it up on the Facebook about the woman. So it's on our Facebook page. And it's about the woman who eats mattresses. So
I saw it. Yeah, it's such a weird. I mean, that's on Strange Addictions, isn't it?
Yeah. There's like there was a guy on there that ate drywall.
Oh my god! But it's so weird. She starts off by saying, "I can't sleep on mattresses anymore because I just eat them." And she was big as a mattress. You could tell, like
she's a large
ate a couple mattresses. Yeah, she ate a couple mattresses in her life.
Which
they're still on her belly.
Clearly, mattresses are not nutritious. Obviously,
yeah.
Wait, can you they're not good for what it. She looks like?
She was a very large African American. Not that the African American means anything.
Yeah, she was just large.
Yeah, she was really, she was very really. Large. Yeah.
Like she was probably 400 pounds.
Yeah, she seemed to be on the large side. Yeah.
But it's just so weird. Like, how do you even start to do that?
Well, that was my question. Like, what? When are you like, fuck, that mattress looks good, man. I think I'm just going to eat it.
I don't know.
Like, how does that happen? Like, I agree. Like, how did you start eating a mattress?
It's low in calories.
You have to be really high.
You know, it's way deeper than that.
Yeah, you think so?
Like, does it look appetizing to you? Mattress filling?
Have you ever thought about eating your mattress?
No.
I used to eat paper when I was younger.
Yeah, but I feel like a lot of kids did that.
Everything.
Yeah.
Like, I think that for me, the most tempting thing that I knew I shouldn't eat, it was Windex. I always thought it looked really refreshing, and I thought drinking it, especially with ice, would looked really good. But other than that,
I think Taco Bell now has like a blue drink. They all have blue drinks like that. So now, yeah, you could actually almost do that now, huh?
Yeah, but it, so Applehead, tell him
mattress taco.
But don't mattress you think one of the mattress Bel Grande?
No, at the end of the clip, she says after she has sex is when she feels the most desire to eat the mattress.
Oh my god!
And I was like, wait, someone's fucking her. I just was like, I said to Huggy, I said, it just goes to show you, like, it doesn't matter. There's always one guy that will have sex with a girl no matter what.
Yeah.
No matter what. It doesn't matter how undesirable you are. There's someone out there that will have sex with you.
Like, she's probably like, listen, I eat mattresses. And he's probably like, okay, all right. Yeah, that's weird, but whatever. I can deal with it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a weird addiction right there, eating mattresses.
No, but I agree with Applehead. It's like, who is with this woman? Like, what? Like, once again, it's just like your dick's like, yeah, it's weird, but we can deal with it. We can adjust.
Yeah, like you just bypass that information when she tells you.
Yeah,
he's like, but when are we gonna do it? That's insignificant.
Oh my gosh.
And like when you buy a bed, like, and you're with her, like, do you have to like lock the bed up, like, so she doesn't eat it? Like,
no. Yeah, like
does she come over your house? Is she eating your mattress again?
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You have sex with her, you fall asleep, you wake up, you're sleeping on the floor, and there's no mattress.
I was really surprised that she said she didn't eat the springs. She's like, oh, I don't eat the springs. Like, I was really freaked
Why,
out.
Why, you
by
thought
that.
She'd.
Yeah, I thought she would eat
He thought she was going to eat the springs, too.
So she needs like a memory foam mattress that doesn't have any springs. She needs the whole thing. But she said she doesn't sleep on mattresses anymore because she can't. She'll just eat them.
I just feel like you must get full though. Like, yeah. It seems like it would fill you up. Like, it'd probably take a while to eat a full mattress, I would think.
So out of the way it looks, she'd look. She was eating mattresses a day. I mean, her body was shaped weird too, right?
Yeah, like yeah, it did. What's that bed show, place? What's that mattress place called?
Mattress whatever. King. I don't know.
So yeah, many. Whatever. And they're probably like, "What are you back again?" She's like, "Yeah."
Like, that's how they stay in business. Then,
yeah.
I never see anybody in those stores. Maybe it's just people that eat them. You know,
like yeah. What is think wrong with you? Like, what is like? Like, what is wrong? Can you imagine you sit with your doctor and you're like, yeah, I have this problem. What is it? I don't know. I just eat mattresses. Really? Like, why do you think you eat a mattress?
Because it tastes good.
I have stomach ache.
You know, don't mattresses, like, weigh, like, more because all your sweat and everything's on them after a while?
Oh.
Yeah. Got to think about that, too.
After that's a while, they get awful. Heavier.
Mm-hmm. And that's what she's eating.
It is so disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's, I know there's an episode with a guy, I think who ate drywall, which is just another, like, what are you eating drywall for? Like, I just, man, there's some, I mean, it makes me feel better about myself whenever I see people like that. I'll just say that.
Matt, you work with a lot of drywall.
Yeah.
Do you ever have any desire to eat it?
I actually do. When I sand it down and all the dust gets everywhere, it goes in my mouth, my nose, all over my hair. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I hate it. There's nothing more worse than I hate that. It's all covered all over me. And I'm like, ugh, ugh. Yeah.
Yeah, man. That's a good looking sheet of drywall.
I couldn't even imagine putting it in my mouth. Wasn't there one guy that one guy was like eating paint?
Yeah, I feel like that's, I don't know why it doesn't seem as weird as a mattress or a drywall.
Yeah,
I mean, it's weird.
How about eating sand? Well, another guy was eating sand. He'd
bring home that's fucked up. Yeah, I mean,
dirt. Yeah,
there's something really wrong with you. There really is. And, like, who would go on and admit it and then show themselves eating a mattress?
No, I don't know.
Like, what's wrong with you?
You're very freaked out about this.
Who and Huggy texted us this? If you watch the video, Matt goes, "This is funny as shit." And then Huggy goes, "She ate her fucking mattress." And then he goes, like, "What the hell? What happened to the mattress, honey?" Oh, I
hate it. Well, like, I think, like I said to Applehead, I didn't even laugh the first time I watched it. Like, it took, like, about 3 or 4 times before I could actually laugh. Like, I was just in horror.
You're just freaked out. Like, I hear you. I did laugh, like, right away. I
was like, isn't real. That was my first reaction. This isn't real. And then I'm like, oh, my God, I think it is real. And then it's like, oh shit, that's real. And then you're like, wow, that is pretty funny. And that was just like, that's how I kind of reacted to it.
I am so full.
You know, just give me a queen this week. That king filled me up last
week. I guess he's going to make dinner reservations for her, right?
Yeah.
We're eating in the bedroom tonight, honey.
In the bedroom. Where are we going to dinner tonight? Raymore and Flanagan?
The poor guy probably comes home. He's like, "Did you cook anything?" She's like, "No, of course not, because you just eat a mattress, you know."
Yeah. Yeah, of course you're not hungry.
Yeah, you can't cook anything for me.
I mean, mattress. Lasagna tonight. Just
lasagna. Bon appetit.
Go.
Manja.
Yeah. you know, it's nice that I think I may grill some mattresses.
Yeah.
Now you're talking. Say, now that sounds a little bit more appetizing. Grilling out, grilling some mattress.
Grilling.
It is grilling summer, after all.
Yes, it is summer.
Oh, my God. That's fucking... Oh, by the way, speaking of also this, of eating weird stuff, I told Applehead. I watched this. I saw this like list of like the 10 most haunting documentaries because I'm like watching all these documentaries. And there was one about, you know who Albert Fish was, Matt? He was like one of the weirdest. He was like one of the first serial killers.
I think I
agree. He was like an old man, had a white mustache. And yeah, there was a documentary about him. It was called Albert Fish and Sin He Found Salvation. It was so disturbing. It was like one of the sickest things. Like I had to stop it. Like really? I had the time to watch it and I'm like, I gotta stop this. I need to get away. Well, and then I like finished it the next day. It was so horrific.
That's what I did when I watched the Finding Neverland, the Michael Jackson documentary. Oh my God. I had to stop it a few times and just like walk away.
Really?
I swear to God.
What did Fish do? Like,
well, so he was like, first of all, he was like a religious crazy guy. So he believed like the crimes that he committed, like were like in the name of Jesus. So he was insane. Like he was totally religious and he loved inflicting pain on others and himself. And he just would like he literally, he would stab himself with needles. Like he had like 30 needles in his body. He put him in his rectum and his ass, you know, his ass and his stomach. And
he was in there the whole time.
Yeah, yeah. The craziest thing that he did was he kills this girl, this little girl, and then he literally confesses to the family in a letter what he did to her. And like it's in the letter is maybe one of the most disturbing things I've ever heard. Hmm. He's like, yeah, you know, he basically says, I didn't fuck her. She died a virgin. But I did eat her over 9 days. And he said, you know, I ate her sweet fat ass. That's what he said. Like, like literally. Like, and then he talked about how he cooked her, like what he cooked her with. Like, it's insane. And I'm like, oh, my God. And I told Applehead up because I know he likes the serial killer shit, too. I'm like, you have to watch it because it's so disturbing. Yeah, I mean, I know Jeffrey Dahmer was pretty crazy. I'm just saying this guy's.
But I think Jeffrey Dahmer ate his victims, like, you know, within one setting, not 9 days. You know, you think about right that, away. 9 days in the what, 1920s?
Yeah, he wanted to prolong it. That was the whole
there
thing.
There was no refrigeration back then, was there?
Probably an ice box.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he definitely, like, he wanted to prolong it. But he felt he sacrificed her. He wanted her to die a virgin. Like, he literally justified everything in his head.
That's crazy. Where was this on?
I saw it on one of these Tubi. It's like one of these apps that shows like all kinds of movies and stuff like that. It's like a free app. But like it was on Prime. What did you see on something else, Applehead? Yeah, it's on services. Yeah, it's very uncomfortable, but I recommend it.
Okay. Yeah, it sounds great, Huggy. It sounds like I want to watch this.
Yeah, I mean, you don't like that stuff?
No, I don't know. Some of it's just too much, right?
Oh, this was definitely too much.
Okay, yeah.
But like he wrote, like he was a compulsive, but here's one of those things too. Like he was married, and I guess his wife like left him and cheated on him. And like he then became crazier after that.
I can't believe she left him.
But they had 6 kids. Like he never did anything to his kids. His kids was like, they basically were like, he was a good father. He provided for us. He cared for us. One of his kids, you know, like had a, you know, granddaughter and he loved the granddaughter. She like danced at school and he would go see her and like nothing, never did one thing to his kids.
But other people don't kill him.
But there is one interesting thing about him that I just recalled. Do you know what he did for a living?
No.
He was a roaming house painter. That's what he was.
Oh my god.
Like he
I was just about to say that.
Like he really was. He would go and he would just, you know, put ads in, you know, looking for a house painter and
He wore tie dyes, he was a Grateful Dead fan.
and then they said that he only wore overalls, like he wore no clothes under them, so he could get naked quicker if he needed to.
Oh my god. I mean, I do that too. You know, no big deal with that.
I was gonna say.
Sometimes you gotta get naked when you're painting, you know.
Just kind of funny that he was a painter, don't you think?
No. Nothing funny about that.
I mean, I think it's pretty funny.
Oh yeah, because that's what I do. So you.
Hey, you did the math. I didn't. You put it together. I'm like, wow, a sick motherfucking house painter. I may know one.
Shut up. That's why people like me, because I'm probably the most normal painter they ever saw.
Yeah, that's.
Wow, that's scary. It's really scary. That No, I just thought it was funny that he was a painter. That's all. I'm not saying you're wacko like that. I just thought it was funny.
You kind of implied that.
I didn't.
Applehead? Did he or did he not?
Well, I might have to side with Matt on this one.
I just thought there was irony. That's all. Just some irony. That's all.
Okay.
You know, like of all jobs, he's a painter. That's all. I just, lots of work out there. It just happened to be a painter.
Did he live in New Jersey?
No, yeah. But close, New York. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. See, Well, my wife didn't leave me, so I'm still good. I'm not crazy.
It's true.
You don't have 30 needles in your, your ass. Like...
I do not. No, that was something I did not have.
Do you know what else was funny, by the way, when he finally was sentenced to death and to be electrocuted, they were worried that all the needles in his body may impact the current when they were going to electrocute him. They weren't sure how the needles were going to react. Like, was it going to, you know, distort the current in some way? So there was some urban legend that, you know, it didn't work, but it did. Like, they did electrocute him. But, like, he was psyched. Like, because he loved pain so much. Like, he literally wrote about how he was looking forward to it. Like, this was the ultimate for him.
Wow.
Yeah. He was pretty crazy.
That's pretty good. Thanks. Yeah. Thanks for the updated documentary that you watched.
Glad to share it.
You should watch something like a little happier, you know? Like just a little bit.
But
more
why? Why? Like, why?
It's good. It's good for like, your soul.
But I mean,
the Wizard
I have
of Oz or something like that.
Yeah, there you go.
Like I have joy in my life. Like I like to watch, you know, the dark side of things. But I have joy in my life too.
Okay. Yeah, you'd like to know about the human mind, right?
Yeah, yeah. I
human
Applehead's the same thing. He watches all the same sick shit too.
I like the crime documentaries and you know,
I like those.
It's just because it's so far out there. It's, you know.
Yeah.
You feel like you can't even make this shit up.
I think that's what it is. It's like you're watching it going like, this is crazy that this happened.
Yeah, you know, like the ID channel, like that one.
Yeah.
You ever watch that?
Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah.
Yeah, they always have some.
Yeah, I've been watching one like called Homicide Hunter. That's a good one.
Homicide.
Yeah.
Homicide Hunter. Okay.
Hello, you're in trouble. Freeze, mister.
Hold on your pants.
Well, we were talking about like how some of these serial killers, you know, like John Wayne Gacy had artwork that people buy, and I was saying, don't you think that'd be kind of weird, like if you bought like some artwork from a serial killer? Well, you said that some auditorium had the letter that this guy wrote.
Yeah, like there's a guy in this movie who like runs an auditorium, and his prized possession is the actual letter that he wrote to the family. It's, you know, is it the same thing as like collecting like, you know, Nazi artifacts and things like that? people are like so proud of that stuff, but it is weird.
Yeah. Like, would you buy something like that and hang it in your house?
No. No.
Can you imagine hanging? Yeah.
I do. I do.
Matt, have what are you doing? Yeah, good.
I do have something more, but I think I told you guys this before. I do have Jimi Hendrix's grave rub.
Oh, I mean, like you went to his grave site and you took like a
rubbing. Yeah, you just put a piece of paper over it and you just get like, you know, a marker, a crayon, and you rub it. Yeah.
That, I mean, that's not that bad. I mean,
okay.
I have a picture next to Jim Morrison's grave.
Yeah, I have one too.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't go to Paris.
I mean, that's not, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, it's like a. It's not like nearly as morbid as these other things.
Yeah, that's pretty sick.
Yeah, but yeah, I feel like that stuff's kind of like everyone does. I feel like that's not that bad.
Okay.
Yeah, you're okay.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah,
that's fine.
I'm still for hire, everybody, for painting. Oh my god!
So, the Philly choke. We're still really good at choking.
Well, I think we're back in business.
We're back in business of choking. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not a big basketball fan, but I was very excited to watch them watch the Sixers, you know, play. And, you know, I thought it'd be fun and up 2-0. I was like, all right, we're going to go a little bit further. And then, yeah, they just, I don't know what happened.
Epic. That was an epic choke.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody's blaming Ben Simmons, or most of the venom is going to his direction, and I'd say some of it's probably deserved.
Yeah, I mean,
he's a professional basketball player.
And yeah, he choked.
Free throw.
He choked in the series. He just choked.
Hey, yeah. Shouldn't you like practice that more?
I would think, you know, it's your job.
Yeah.
You know,
I feel like it's the easiest thing to do. Like you're stationary. It's the same spot. You can just sit and work on it. Like everything else is harder. You don't know where you're going to be shooting from.
And that's what you've been doing for your entire professional life is playing basketball.
How many did Trae Young miss? Probably none.
Not even in the same category.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That kid's like a little gnat. That's what it reminded me of, is a gnat. Something that's so annoying. Just,
shoot it. Give it to me. Shoot it. Make it.
He's pissing me off, actually. I don't even know the guy. I'm just, this guy's pissing me off. Just doesn't stop making the goddamn shots.
And how many? We were up by, what, 30-something points?
Oh, in that one game. Oh, that was a disgrace.
How did you blow that?
I don't know.
I think there's something. And again, I'm with Matt. I'm not like an expert on basketball, but I don't know. I just look at the Sixers playing, and it's like, I mean, Joel Embiid was in MVP discussion, but there's something like, I guess more like Ben Simmons. It's like I don't know if he lacks that killer instinct or what, or maybe his like confidence got shot. I don't know what it is. Mm-hmm. There's something off.
I think it's part Philly too. It's just like we're doomed. Like we just have like this shroud over us. You know, the Eagles
won the Super Bowl, dude. Recently.
I know, but still, like we just can't be like. It's like we can't win 2 or 3. It's like we have to win one, and it's got to be such an ordeal to win it.
Yeah, and it's so like, long in between, like forever. Like Boston's every year they're winning something. Yeah, I just feel like every, I don't know.
And I mean, the Flyers haven't won anything
in
45 years. So, like, it's.
I don't even. How. I thought about that because I was talking about that. How can we even be Flyers fans?
I kind of agree. Like, how are.
You know?
Like, the idea that they still have fans and they haven't won anything in 45 fucking years.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Phillies won. The Eagles won. I mean, even the Sixers won in 83.
Yeah.
The Flyers, it was what, 70?
76.
Yep. 76?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a long time. That's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, the only thing they have going for them is Gritty. That's it. He's like the best part of the whole thing.
I mean, we've been to some Stanley Cups since then, but we've lost them all.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we just can't win. Yeah, we should have won. We should have won one with Hextall. I mean, we should have won with him.
But
we just, but yeah.
It's a disgrace. You have to admit, if it is kind of a disgrace. Yeah,
it is.
For it that really long is. To not yep. win a championship.
I agree. I think it's total and utter disgrace.
Like the Sixers don't follow them, you know. Kind of cared. I was hoping they would win it. You know,
yeah, I get it.
Joy into my life. You know, so
yeah,
make me happy. But now I'm not. Now I'm unhappy again. And I know this football is a show of crap. So I'm.
Oh my god! I'm like, do you know what it is? I've set my expectations so low.
Oh yeah.
And I feel like I've literally just been. I'm like, yeah, like they're gonna suck. Just deal with it. And that's all I'm doing. I'm setting my expectations super low.
Guarantee we lose 2 to the Giants, 2 to the Cowboys.
Oh, my God.
Both teams. There's 4 losses right there.
And then 2 to the Redskins.
We're going to lose 1 to the Redskins.
So that's 5 losses. Yeah, that's great. Yeah,
we'll tie the other game.
Pathetic.
I'm not expecting really anything from the Eagles this year.
No.
We don't even know what this coach is about. We don't know. I don't know really nothing about him except that he came from Indianapolis.
The choke is on, guys. The choke is on.
No, I agree. I mean, I think they're going to just be at best, you know, 7-9, 8-8.
I hope I'm wrong. I hope we're all wrong.
Ah, you're even on 8-8. That's really high, actually.
I know. I'm like, yeah. they could be. Yeah. They could very well be. Yeah. I'm like I said, I am setting the bar fairly low, and that's all. I've accepted it.
Okay.
Yeah, that they're just gonna suck, and I'm gonna be mad and disappointed. And, yeah.
The Phillies blew another game today.
Oh, the day game against the Nationals.
Yeah. They scored 12 runs. They still lost, and they were up.
It's fantastic. This is not good. Like, if you can't win with a 12 runs, there's a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, oh my god.
They had 12 runs and they lost.
Like, they don't even show highlights of the Phillies on SportsCenter, just to let you know. Like, they never show highlights. No. Every time, like, I watch SportsCenter, I'm like, oh, no Phillies highlights again. I guess because they just suck.
Like, they're in the booth. They're like, Joe, can you get any highlights? No, man.
No.
There's nothing. Nothing. Yeah. They didn't do anything. Yeah, like, that's pathetic. Like, oh, my God, the Phillies.
Well, they're, like, hovering around 500. But...
Because the entire division sucks.
Yeah, I mean, well, they played the Nationals today, and which is in our same division. Yeah, we lost 13-12.
It's pathetic.
And I was going to bet on the game. Thank God I didn't.
Yeah, I'm glad you didn't.
Instead, I bet on soccer and lost.
Soccer?
European soccer.
He's such a degenerate. He's back in European. He knows nothing about it.
I was taking the advice of some friends who were into soccer, and I was winning. Both games were in halftime. I was going to win $700-something, and both games tied. It is the most anticlimactic thing in sports. Soccer game. Imagine you go to the game and it ties, and you're like, I just sat there for an entire game and nobody wins.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, like, if I may add a personal note, so my daughter's team, sorry, her town team, was playing in the South Shore semifinals this weekend. So they had their game Saturday, the semifinals, and they ended up winning 3-0. Then the finals were Sunday. But no matter what, they had a wild card in the state championships, which is this weekend. So Sunday they played neighboring Brockton, And after regulation was a tie game. Then it went to a half and it was tied again. Then it went to another half. It was tied after that. Then it went to a shootout and it was tied after that. And then it went to a sudden death shootout and then we finally won.
Wow.
Yeah, it was intense.
How long was that game? Like 17 hours?
It was like 2 hours, yeah. Jeez. Yeah, the girls were crying, probably from exhaustion.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Huggy Please celebrated let it his in. Birthday, and then he celebrated his next birthday. By the game was
yeah,
over.
Yeah, exactly.
So they play this weekend.
Yeah, now they're in this. So they won the South Shore. So the champions, they won their championship for the South Shore, and now they're headed to the state champions.
Wow, nice. Good luck.
Yeah.
Did your daughter score any goals?
She did not in the finals. No, no.
Okay.
No, she didn't. I mean, she played hard. Wasn't, you know. She had a really, like, the week prior, man, she had an amazing game. And she had a pretty good game in the semifinals. But I think her nerves got to her in the finals. I do. I think it got to her. She's a forward. And she plays pretty much the whole game. You know, she's, like, one of the oldest kids. And, you know, they have her in almost the entire game. I mean, she's good. She's pretty solid.
So now the summer's in full swing. What do you do with the kids?
I have no idea. It's like day by day. Yeah, like, I don't know. We might get them into one of these camps here and there, you know, and I think we're going away 1 week. And yeah, it's, you know, it'll be piecemeal, whatever.
Ask me what I do. Why, what are you doing? Kids. Kill them.
Yeah, like what do they?
Can you put one fucking dish in the dishwasher? Oh, that would be God. Really helpful. This isn't your college dorm, you know.
Oh my if God. The
dishwasher's clean, you empty it, you know. It's that kind of stuff. I'm just like, oh my God. I said to him, I said, if I come home and the kitchen was clean when I left and it's dirty, I said, I'm not making dinner. You could, you know, me and mom are going to go out to dinner from now on. And they're like, what? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, I'm not making dinner if it's dirty.
Did they do anything? Have they tried to like clean?
Oh yeah. It's been cleaned now, you know, except tonight. And no one ate dinner after I made it because I was so hungry that I had to make dinner anyway. And my wife said she wasn't hungry and then no one ate anyway. And I was like, oh my God, I'm such an asshole.
What'd you make for dinner?
Chicken and rice and Southwest salad.
Okay.
It was in a bag. It was easy. Mm-hmm. The grill. Yeah, nice and easy.
Yeah.
But my other son, my youngest one, he started football on that. I mean, he got out of school on Friday and they started football minicamp on Monday. He has to be there. It's 8 a.m. to 10:30, and then they go back at night from like 6 to 8, 3 days a week.
Wow.
That's pretty crazy, right?
Yeah. Especially in the heat, man. Oof. All padded up. Oh, that's good.
This is early. Isn't it?
I know, dude. I mean, they just finished school and they're right to football. I was like, I feel bad for
them. They play like baseball in summer.
I honestly think they're just trying to make up for lost time and everything. There's so many games and practices that have been crammed in. So I feel that the same thing. Like they're just trying to jam everything they can in.
Yeah, get it all in.
Yeah, we missed it, but we're gonna catch up.
Yeah, we had nothing last year, but we're gonna have it all this year.
Yeah, we're gonna put it all in at one time.
Oh my God! I mean, it's freaking June and they're playing football. I'm like, football starts till September, maybe August.
Yeah, it's weird thinking about it.
But, yeah,
I mean, I don't.
Applehead, this is probably perfect for you this time of year when all the college kids are out.
Oh.
At the bars, you're like,
It's feeding season.
Oh my
God. Just sit at the bar and drool.
Yeah. Yeah. Why is the bartender foaming?
Heavy breathing, foam.
God, I think he has fangs.
Yeah.
Are you working out at night? Are you working back at the bar again?
Yes, I started bartending again, and thank God, money's
and
good.
How's that going? What days are you working?
Well, things kind of got screwed up at the normal bar. The the bar that I have worked at, they're not fully, well, they're still closed on Monday and Tuesdays.
Okay.
So since I only do it once a week, there's other people that work there, you know, it's their main job.
Right.
So they had to like shuffle people around, and I'm the odd man now, which is fine. I'm going to be working there this Saturday, but it's a one-off. So
okay.
The good thing right now is that the restaurant industry is hiring like crazy. Everywhere needs bartenders, waiters, you name it. Because I think that a lot of people are still collecting unemployment and right. They don't want to go back to work. So there's plenty of work out there. So, which is great for me because I only do it on the side. So I took another bartending job for this hospitality group that they own several bars and restaurants in Philly. So I've been kind of shuffling around.
Okay. Wow. And, so it's real good for you because then you get to see everything.
Yeah. So I'm getting to meet more people.
Yeah.
I think you should invent. I've thought for a while that you should invent some drinks that have really inappropriate names, like go fuck yourself. Like that's the name of a drink.
The roofie.
Yeah, the roofie, exactly.
Would you like the roofie?
My son, my 21-year-old invented a drink.
What's it called?
Oh my god. Vodka whiskey.
It's water. It's, oh, he put vodka and whiskey together
in a shot.
Oh, oh
yes, that's his drink. And I'm like, what the hell is that? He's like, you gotta try it.
That's disgusting.
Dude, that's disgusting.
Yeah, like who would drink that? Oh, well, obviously, only an asshole college student like I did. Like,
yeah,
we used to do prayer.
The bartender, he's like, I want a vodka whiskey. He's like, what's that? He's like, I asked the bartender, they don't know what it is. And he's like, it's vodka and whiskey. And a shot.
I would be like, as a bartender, I'd be like, get out.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got to try it. You got to try it.
Oh, my God.
You got. It's weird. It's a weird shot. You're like, wait, was that vodka or whiskey I just tasted? You can't tell.
Ooh.
But you got to try it out.
I think yeah, I'm good. Shot. Thanks. I'm good.
No?
Yeah. Those days of me trying shit like that are way over.
Vodka and whiskey, it's just not.
Just no. There's nothing good. Yeah, they don't go together.
Why not? Have you tried it?
Oh.
I mean, I would. I'll try it, but probably. It's not going to be good.
Have you tried it?
Yeah.
And you liked it? No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did. I got to tell you.
You didn't like it.
Wait, and what kind of vodka and what kind of whiskey did he use?
I don't know. It was just vodka and whiskey.
Probably like well whiskey. Like, oh god, what's the well with like I don't know Seagram's VO and pop off vodka.
Yeah, maybe.
Or like you know,
I know
Vladimir
what you mean.
Vodka.
Vladimir, yeah.
Well, I gotta tell you how we tried. I have a good story for you guys. We're going down the road and we just ate dinner, me and my wife, and it was like a Friday night, and he was like, hey, me and my friends are at the bar and it's crowded. He's like, can you tell me the bartender's names? And I'm like, yeah. So I mentioned the bartender's names and, you know, he said something, you know, by text, and he was like, well, should we stop? We'll buy all his friends a drink. And I was like, yeah, let's do it. So we go to stop. And as soon as we pull over, we hear this loud freaking noise. We turn around and look, and there's an SUV in the middle of the road on its side. Like it flipped over.
Right.
So me and I get out of the car and I'm
sorry. I don't know what happened.
Out of the car, and I ran up to the car, and it was, you know, still going. People were screaming, freaking out. I'm like, everybody just calm down. Did we lose Huggy?
Uh-oh, I think we did. Okay, he sounded like back. Breaking up. Like his connection was...
Yeah, he'll come back. So one guy's... There he is.
Sorry.
One guy's trying to kick out the windshield. The kid's in the car. I help the kid out of the car. Another guy jumps in the car. We're like, get off the freaking car. Two guys are in the car. The car starts smoking. I'm like, I look in. I'm like, dude, you gotta turn off the car. Like, turn the engine off. So he turns off the engine. And then one guy would get him out. The cops come. And, you know, I said to the driver, I'm like, what happened? And he told me. And I said, you better tell that story exactly what you told me to the cops. I said, because, you know, there were three black kids, and I'm just like, because it's not going to go good. And I was like, exactly what you told me. You better tell them. He's like, okay.
Where was this? Where did this happen?
Right in front of PJ's, Applehead.
Well, what what are they? Were they drunk?
No. Someone pulled out and they swerved and missed hitting them, and then they flipped over on the side. They didn't like flip over. The car turned over and just landed on the side. But the best part about this whole thing was the bar was packed. Everybody ran out. And guess right. who ran in to get a seat at the bar?
Yeah. You're like, thanks, guys. You're like, can you guys do this again when it's busy?
Yeah. And that's how I had my vodka whiskey.
Oh. That is so disgusting.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait, so why did you say to tell the cops exactly what they told? Like, why would they change the story?
You know, because you know how cops are, you know, they freaking intimidate you and whatever. I said, just tell them exactly.
The car's like flipped over. Do you think they would call the ambulance first?
Well, the ambulance didn't come, but I'm just saying, you know, the cops come, they see these kids, the car flipped over. It looks like they did wrong. There's no other car, you know, around. The guy who did pull out in front of them, made them swerve, did pull over.
So when you helped them out and the whole crowd is watching, did you look like the hero when everybody started like applauding?
Mm.
No. I didn't want to look like the hero. I just wanted to help the kids out. You know what I mean? People were freaking out. People were doing the craziest stuff, jumping on the car. One guy's, let's smash out the front windshield. I'm like, no.
Why?
Because they're freaking out. Because they're freaking don't know how to act.
When you were doing this, did that was the song inside of you? I'm holding out for a hero. He's got to be strong and he's got to be fresh from the fight. Did you feel like you're like, yeah.
Matt's running in slow motion and his hair is blowing in the wind.
Yeah.
He like
holding up for a hero.
You see my fat belly? And I'm like, get out of my way.
Hey.
No, when it happened, I was running up and a couple people were there. I'm like, someone called 911 right away. You know? I was like, everybody relax, calm down, keep a cool head. And this one lady's like screaming. One lady's like, ah! And I'm like, just calm down and get away.
He starts shaking her.
it was very quick.
You know? I'm impressed. I really am, Matt. Look at you taking charge.
I've seen things before in my life. Really shocked.
Yeah, that's why
I've seen things.
You were calm. Yeah.
I've seen things.
You've seen riots at Woodstock.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've seen things. That was
you survived introducing Slayer on a stage.
Sweet Slayer and Pantera.
Yeah. Right? Oh my God. Yes. That concert.
See, so I'm,
there wasn't I'm not, a wasn't a broad in sight at that concert. That was scary.
No.
Like literally, do you remember we went out on stage to introduce Slayer or right before Slayer and people were like, fuck you, faggots. Die throwing shit at us. Like we're like, oh my God, like they hate us. Like, and we were the only ones that played them and they still hated us.
Yeah.
Yeah. We would have to do announcements. We'd go up on stage. You and I'd be like, okay, this is what we're gonna say. And they would, and we're like, okay, well, cool. And then all of a sudden, someone would come up to us, like, you gotta say this, mention this, third one, mention that. And we'd be like, oh my God. And then someone else would come to us, like, you know what's
going on?
And now all of a sudden, our heads are spinning. We go out on stage, like, and we didn't say anything. We just walked away.
Totally froze.
Like, why didn't you say that? We're like, I don't know.
We just froze. Yeah. I don't know, because people were calling us faggots, giving us the finger, throwing shit at us. That's probably why we didn't say it.
You guys should have fought fire with fire in a situation like that. You just come out guns blazing right off the bat to the crowd.
Yeah, probably. You know? We should have all told him to go fuck yourself.
And everybody starts throwing beer at you.
Yeah, because we would always have to introduce everybody at Ozfest, too. And we were always like, oh my God.
Yeah, it was.
Here we go.
I mean, sometimes it was fine, and other times it was very stressful. Yeah.
Yeah.
I did not like that part of the job.
Yeah, that part was a little stressful. Yeah. Just like you felt like you'd be all right until someone came up to you at the last second.
Yeah, you got to say this. Like, yeah.
No, I can't remember that.
Yeah.
And then we'd get Cousin Ed would do it. And Cousin Ed would be so, he would be good and calm. And,
yeah, he was always,
you know, he would
that.
Say everything, you know, perfect. And I was like, God damn it.
Yeah. You and I would just be like, oh, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Yeah, we couldn't get the fuck out. Yep.
Matt Hungy, why is me? Bye.
That's it. That's all we did. That's all we said. That is all we said. Oh, you know how we were doing? I know we don't have too much time left, but we were doing that dick move or not dick move. I found the ultimate dick move. And I don't know that you can top this. I really don't know. So this woman donated a kidney to her boss, who right. then fired her when she took too long to recover from the operation.
Oh, my God.
I don't think that has got to be it's like the pinnacle of a dick move.
Yeah, that'd pretty much be the ultimate.
Like, I don't know how you top that.
Yeah.
Like, she donated her kidney to him and he fired her.
Oh my gosh.
That is the ultimate. That's I really an asshole.
Yeah, exactly. It's just, that's next level dick move. That yeah. really is. You're really up in the game at that point.
Yeah, I don't even know how to explain that to someone in my life saying that, you know, that's not cool. That might be the most uncoolest thing to do, actually.
Like, did he just think about it? Like, you know what? I don't care. She gave me a kidney, but I got to fire her.
Yeah.
Let's move her somewhere else. Like, don't fire her. She gave you a kidney. You're alive.
She's in recovery.
Yeah, she was recovering. Like,
well, how long was she out for? Was she out for, like, 6 months?
Well, you know what, though? I thought about that. See, the thing is, the story did not give the amount of time. Okay, so maybe she could have abused the time. Okay. But I will say this. Like, you don't know. When you donate an organ, you have no idea how it's going to impact you. You have no clue.
Yeah.
So the person getting it and the person giving it, it could be vastly different what they're both going through. So you have no clue. So he could have been, like, back to work in 2 weeks, and maybe she was out of commission for a month.
Yeah,
yeah, okay. You just don't know how you're going to react to it. So, yeah, that's a dick move. Yeah, it's a dick move.
Yeah.
Ultimate dick move.
Yeah.
Yeah, ultimate dick move.
Thanks,
Harvey. Yeah, no, I know we'd done this before, and I saw that. I'm like, yeah, I've never seen a dickier move than that.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
She probably could have sued him.
I hope so.
You know? I would say I want my kidney back.
Yeah.
Yeah, you fucking fired me?
Give me my kidney back, bitch.
Do you remember the guy, by the way, who was the...
It wasn't my kidney, it was a vagina. Just kidding.
Do you remember the guy who was the legal analyst for CNN who got caught on a Zoom call beaten off? Do you remember that?
Yes.
And so they hired him back.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, they did. And, you know, everyone's on the internet. Like, how could they do that? They were giving him such heat. Like, and I was like, I mean, he beat off. You know, he didn't realize it was still on. And he thought he was, no one was watching.
Yeah.
I felt
on CNN.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Breaking news.
I feel bad for the guy. Like, I'm like, I feel like it's okay to hire him back. All he did was beat off. I don't know. Am I wrong? Like, do you think differently? Like, should you be out of work forever and, like, never be hired again because of it?
Yeah, but how many people saw it? I mean, I would be fucking disturbed.
I mean, all the people on the Zoom call saw it.
You fucking...
maybe they're like, wow, he's a large guy, we'll hire him back. I bet you if he had a little eaty weeny wiener, they'd be like, nah, we don't want him back.
Like, I guess the other thing is, like, what made, like, you were working, you were on a call, they were using your, they were interviewing you, and then you just, like, had to beat off as soon as you were done?
Yeah, like,
you couldn't, like, just wait an hour? Like, like it's, once again, like, you're working, dude. Like, you're on TV. Like, just wait a minute. Like, yeah. You can do it later. Like, it makes no sense, I guess.
Yeah. Well, we should, you know, do all you're calls. Doing is I need to really see what I'm doing.
He's like, I love working from home.
It's amazing.
I got to finish my report, but first.
Yeah.
Oh, that was one stressful Zoom meeting.
Like, when he realized, like, uh-oh, I think I left my camera on. Oh, no.
You know what? If he did, like, he's like reaching to shut the camera down. Like, he's never moved so fast in his life.
That's pretty bad.
Can you imagine all the people probably trying to give him a heads up? Like, hey, Matt, your camera's still on, man.
And you're on the Zoom meeting, and like one of your buddies is like, dude, look at the fucking Zoom meeting. Look at, what's his name?
Jeffrey.
Look at, you're like, dude, I can't believe it. Jeffrey's jerking off.
Yeah, it's Jeffrey, jerking off?
The Zoom meeting's still live. He's got like a stage manager. All right, in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Oh, he got his job back, so that's good.
Yeah, like I feel like
that's insane. You jerk off on a company meeting. You get your job back. He's the luckiest fucking guy in the world.
You know, when you present it that way, it doesn't sound very good. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he must have been like a model citizen at the company and just.
You
I don't
jerked
know.
Off on a company meeting.
I mean, I don't
know about that either. But I think you might be right.
He had to be like watching porn.
Yeah, that's, I didn't.
No, he was talking to some other girl or something.
But
I don't remember the circumstance. I want to actually review
like,
that.
That's something they should investigate. Like, was there another girl on the one of the corner boxes that he's like into? Or
no, he was on. He was on two Zoom calls. He was on two Zoom calls.
Yeah,
that's what it was, and he thought his camera was off.
Man, he's on two Zoom calls.
Zoom.
That's double
zoom.
Trouble.
Yeah.
Yep. He's still jerking off. He's working two calls and still jerking off.
Yeah, what, that's pretty good. That is very, you know.
No, it's not.
Right there.
Yeah, it's an attempt, but it failed.
But how can you go on camera? Like, he's going to be back on CNN, and everybody's like, yo, that's the dude who was jerking off.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. They kind of alluded to that when they told everybody he was coming back.
That is pretty funny.
Once again, like Applehead, you had said earlier about how, like, a guy will just fuck anything. Like, a guy will just jerk off at any time. Like, if you can't go to yourself, you know what? I'm on TV live right now working too. You know what? I should probably not jerk off now.
I don't know, throw a towel over your computer. I don't know.
men really can be animals.
There is no stopping. Like, it's just nothing, rain, sleet, snow, a chick who eats mattresses, a Zoom call, nothing will stop us.
No,
we need to just get it somehow, some way.
Yeah.
That's it. We don't care.
Don't throw your hands in the air like you just don't care. Oh, my God.
And Huggy, we've had this discussion before. It's like you're about to make a really bad decision.
Yes.
And if you just take care of that, all of a sudden your mind is clear and you're like, what the hell was I thinking?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like, if he had done that.
This girl eats mattresses.
Yeah. If he had done that before the Zoom call, he'd probably be fine. He just needed to do it before he did the call.
Right. Clear your mind.
Exactly.
You're fine, but no.
Clear thoughts. You're working. Now you're relaxed. You're good. Everything's great.
Yeah.
Everything's great.
But he was
jerked
off.
He was
stressed.
He was. Yeah, he was. He was. But he didn't time it right. He didn't schedule it right.
He did not. No.
Wait a little bit. Planner. His daily planner was like Zoom meeting, then right after that, jerk off.
Go back to work happy.
Yeah.
Shut off Zoom. Jerk
lunch.
Off.
Make lunch.
Make lunch.
Wash hands. Make lunch.
Yeah.
Take a nap.
Day planned out. Yeah.
All right, gentlemen. Well. Okay.
What did we learn today?
Well, we learned, you know, don't be with a woman that eats your bed.
Why watching a documentary watching the Phillies kids and drinking bartenders, vodka, whiskeys, and be a puppy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And make sure the Zoom meeting is off.
Yes. Shut your camera off.
Yeah.
Camera's off.
There's things you can put on your camera. It's a little like sticky thing. Mm-hmm. And it's like a little window where you can put it right over the camera. So when you need the camera, you just slide it across. And when you don't need the camera, you slide it the other way.
Mm-hmm. Right. There you go. There's an invention you can make.
Yeah. Well, they have them.
Oh, okay. I forget it.
Mine fell off my computer. So.
It's so sticky.
Be extra careful.
Oh, God. So nasty.
What's his name again, Mr. Reporter?
Jeffrey Toobin.
I'm going to write Jeffrey. Brothers in arms.
Okay. Thank you.
Gentlemen, I'll talk to you next week.
All right.
Yeah.
See you.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. All right.